Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are discussing estate planning, and in studio we have Professor James Peach of the Hawaii Elder Law Program. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our Kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you missed any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is now available as a podcast and can be found on both Spotify and Apple for your listening pleasures. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
And now we have a real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Before purchasing a home, always be sure to confirm the land use designation of the property. Certain types of land designations may not allow specific types of improvements to be completed. For example, some properties may be located in a wildlife preserve, which could limit or highly regulate the type of improvements you could make on a plot of land. A good way to verify this is to review your tax map key.
For more information on how to research the background of your property, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Well, today we have the privilege of speaking with Professor James Peach, Director at the University of Hawaii Elder Law Program. Welcome, Professor Peach. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, Andrew and Brandon, to be on your program today.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, I know we're in a tumultuous time where, of course, we have the pandemic to deal with. We have some economic concerns, and we have a uptick in different types of, if I can say, scams that might be happening to seniors and families alike. And it's really difficult these times to navigate between truth and what's not true. And tell me, Professor Peach, have you experienced any increase in complaints and concerns that you've had to deal with on your end?
Well, we've of course had many calls during this period since we had the lockdown basically of Hawaii in mid-March. So we've had many concerned older persons, kupuna, their caregivers and their families giving us calls about a variety of topics, including planning for this uncertain future. Not many haven't planned in advance, so we help with planning for an uncertain future, and our services include wills, powers of attorney, advance directives, advice and counsel, those type of things that I can talk more in detail, especially with relation to our upcoming elder law clinic in the fall, where we're going to invite your listeners to participate with us and perhaps get some of their estate planning and planning for the future accomplished with the help of licensed attorneys and law students. We've also received information about isolated seniors, especially those in nursing facilities and care homes, who may be at greater risk of not only of desocialization and depression, those type of things, but also of getting scammed by people when loved ones, when family members and friends aren't around to protect them. So, yes, we've received some of those calls. And working with the long-term care ombudsman, we've been attempting to seek ways of having those in long-term care facilities be able to attain more protection. Over the years, even before the COVID-19, we've seen a lot of disappointment at the end of life, where families have been disrupted by one family member, as an example, having a kupuna sign a will or a trust or a power of attorney, and then gaining access to all of the funds and leaving out the other siblings. So We've dealt with many of those issues over the years, and it's continuing. Perhaps
right,
it's because we don't get any calls telling us how wonderful everything is going in their life. Maybe that's why I may sound a little bit jaded, but our motto at the University of Hawaii is to plan for the worst so that you can expect the best, and that's what we would have people look out for. Planning for this COVID-19, we have a couple of resources that are available to all of your audience, and one is for those who are computer literate. We've reinvigorated our website. And it's very simple. We're part of the University of Hawaii. I'm a professor at the law school and director of the elder law program. Our website is connected to the university. And
what is the URL for that website?
The URL is the www.hawaii.edu and then /UHELP. And it's simple to remember because we want to help you. You help. It's UHELP, University of Hawaii Elder Law Program.
That's great.
We've even updated a special COVID-19 update because some people have changed their minds about how they feel about these serious decisions at the end of life, especially after they've talked to doctors and such. And many times people in the past have said, oh, I don't want any tubes, I don't want this, just let me go. But now they're thinking, oh, my goodness, well, tubes and oxygen and these type of things, they can keep you alive, and maybe I do want to rethink that. So we have some practical ideas on how to rethink that. We also have some ideas up there for people who don't have access to any forms. We've got forms up there. They're form fillable, so they can do that. And then
Professor Peach, maybe you can kind of give us an idea. There's so many great resources through this University of Hawaii Elder Law Program. Maybe you can give us a brief history of how you folks came into being and what continues to drive you to serve our kupuna today.
Well, Dr. Lenora Lee and I started an elder law section at the Legal Aid Society many years ago. So we are continuing that, but in the meantime, the law school asked if I could teach the new topic, the up-and-coming topic of elder law at the law school, so I started that. Then they asked me to do a clinic, so we started that. So we combined all of those elements, teaching courses, and we have a wide range of courses that Dr. Lee and I teach at the law school, at the medical school, and the nursing school. And we have the theory, we have new upcoming doctors, lawyers, and nurses that we try to train about the legal issues, and then we have a clinic that helps seniors with direct legal services. We've helped tens of thousands of seniors and their family over the years with the very things that you were talking about in the beginning about wills, powers of attorney, those type of things.
Right.
So it gives practical things. So it's, I have the best of all worlds.
How many years have you been able to serve in this capacity through the Elder Law Program?
Well, let's just say we started in the last century. So it sounds really a long time ago, but no. But if you look on our website, we just put it up, but we will be celebrating our 30th anniversary up here of the Elder Law Program. And so the lucky thing about it is I don't like all the law students that have graduated from a program, most of the law students, they have to go fight for to get their fees and bills and all those things. We do it all for free, so I'm happy to do it.
Wow.
We don't have to do that financial side. We're grateful for the support we've received from the Justice Foundation and the judiciary and the law school and the university, but it makes it a pleasure to do the legal work because it's actually quite satisfying to help older persons and families and caregivers. And we get to see the next generation rising up, and they are just as enthusiastic as I think we were when we started off young in this area.
Young and idealist,
and,
right?
Young and idealistic, and yeah. if we're having a rough day, they'll come up, and they're all smiling. We say, what are they smiling at? But then we realize, well, that's the way we used to be. So it and we have a beautiful new clinical building here that hopefully one day your listeners will be able to come and visit. It's gorgeous. When we resume in-person clients coming to our campus, that'll be mm-hmm. wonderful. But in the meantime, we do things in accordance with the, of course, with the university, the law school, the state of Hawaii health officials, and to make it completely as complete as possible, safe for everybody involved to accomplish. Over the summer, we've been practicing some of these techniques, and mm-hmm. we figured out the best ways to do it. Wear a hat when you're in the parking lot. I figured that one out pretty quickly when we're signing documents and such, and Dr. Lee has her stamp book out there, and then we have the alcohol and all those things. So I'm also a faculty member at the School of Medicine, so my colleagues at the School of Medicine have been giving me hints on how they do things with their patients. So we have the greatest opportunity to provide service while we train new professionals, and we also have an obligation, but it's kind of fun to do research, and so we write articles, and we have our handbook. Our handbook is now completely online, and I think Kupuna and family and caregivers listening in will enjoy our handbook. We try to write the handbook in simple to understand English and not in legalese. There are no footnotes at all. Sorry to disappoint the lawyers listening in, but we don't footnote that. So it's
this handbook is written for the general public.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it written by graduates of the School of Law and yourself?
It's written by Dr. Lee and myself. Lenora Lee has a PhD, and I mm-hmm. have a Juris Doctor. And so she's the program administrator for the Elder Law Program, and I'm the director. So over the years, we've been writing handbooks. So this is about a dozen out there and mm-hmm. over the years. And so this is our latest, most beautiful one. And mm-hmm. Once our campus opens up, we would be delighted for organizations and people to come pick one up in our building, because we just received, before the lockdown, we received dozens and dozens of boxes of these books. They're completely gorgeous books, but mm-hmm. The campus is locked down, but it will reopen soon, partially, and then we can start distributing the regular handbooks to folks, but in the meantime, we have the same handbook online.
That's great. Well, Professor Peach, we want to hear more about the services that you provide through University Elder Law Program, as well as some of the things that you see coming up ahead within the state planning industry. So we'll talk more about those things right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we have Professor James Peach. He's the director at the University of Hawaii Elder Law Program. And, you know, right before the break, we kind of just dived into the program. And, Professor, you know, what are some of the legal needs of the seniors that can be provided through UHelp?
Well, we are able to help with advanced health care directives, including individual instructions for health care, similar to what used to be called the living will, and healthcare powers of attorney. We also offer regular powers of attorney under a sort of new law. The statute was changed to say that you can no longer include healthcare powers in a regular power of attorney, so we offer two different types of powers of attorney. We help with simple wills restricted to certain estate values. Also, we do a lot of planning for incapacity and death, counseling on legal aspects of elder abuse, guardianship, conservatorship, and general legal information referral. What cases we don't handle are criminal law and violations, including traffic violations, commercial or income-producing matters, and personal injury matters, including medical malpractice, benefit claims and appeals, those type of things. So it's a basic legal assistance for kupuna. And again, we stress trying to help those who are moderate or low income individuals. If folks think they would be interested in joining our clinic that starts in August, and we'll probably be getting clients ready for about the beginning of September, they can give our office a call. And can I give you our office
please
number?
Share that information.
Yeah, we're on Oahu, and we're at 808-956-6544. They can also visit our website. Again, it's hawaii.edu/uhelp, and that'll have our contact information on it also. Plus, many do-it-yourself things if they can't wait to do the clinic. What we would like to do is to have Kupuna call us so that we can help them get ready for our law students, and then they can become part of our teaching core to help our law students, and we'll get them ready to be interviewed and what they can expect from law students and what the process will look at it will look like. It takes a little longer than going to a so-called regular attorney because we're teaching, but we pay a lot of attention to our clients and a great attention to detail. So we think we give an excellent product for kupuna, such as a will, power of attorney, advance directive. There's even a new form that we have that many attorneys don't know about, which is about disposition of remains, because we've had so many fights over bodies over the years that the legislature came up with that statute. So we have a holistic approach to planning for the future, including estate planning, and so that's what we'll be chatting with the clients about, potential clients, and then the students will help us execute the documents that are most appropriate for folks joining our clinic. In the meantime, if people just have a question for us, we're happy to have them give us a call, because our office is open limited hours prior to school reopening, because we're all getting ready, practicing our Zoom and other technologies for our classes, but we do have a recording on, so we will be happy to return people's calls. We've just been delighted to help the community over the years.
So it sounds like this clinic is actually going to be benefiting both parties. I mean, the seniors, right, because it's a free service that you folks are offering. And then on the other end, the students are getting the experience in terms of helping clients with these documents, right?
Absolutely, and that's why we appreciate so much when the kupuna do join us. And we think they all have a very good time. And then when the time comes that we can reopen and get all of our vaccines, we're planning on having a nice big get-together for all our volunteers, Kupuna and attorneys and all the law students who may have graduated and come back to our clinical building, have a big reception. So it'll be something to look forward to. For those who are interested in just doing a drive-by of our brand new building on campus, it's right on the corner. It's near the corner of Dole and University. It's one block up on the Mackay side as you're going Diamond Head on Dole Street. So you can check us out ahead of time how to get here, and directions are on the website also.
Now, during the clinics, you mentioned it's going to be a longer process than, you know, typical meetings with the attorneys. How involved are the seniors at that, the seniors at that point? I mean, are they attending these clinics often, or is it more so like you folks have a initial meeting, a consultation, and then the students kind of work on their assignments? And I'm assuming there's aside from you being there, you have other attorneys helping.
Yes, we'll have two or three students with each client, and then they will make appointments. It'll be much like a legal office. So during the normal times, the Kupuna will come to our campus. We get them parking on campus. Then they come on in. They meet. Then they fill out applications. There'll be a time lag of maybe a week or so before a draft will come to them of the documents, and then we'll make arrangements once the draft is fully completed and changed to meet the needs of the Kupuna. Then we would normally have them come back, and we have it executed. Those law students will help with the execution. These days it'll be contactless, but it's a similar procedure, except we'll be doing the talking and the interviewing either by phone or by Zoom.
Professor Peach, are there different periods of the year where you suggest the Kupunas take advantage of these services? Would it be in conjunction with the fall and spring semesters?
Yeah, so far it's our projected schedule, this would be the best semester to come, the fall semester.
Okay.
Next semester, it's probably going to be, we're going to have Dr. Lee and I will be focusing on our healthcare bioethics course, which involves the nursing school, law school, and medical school. So that will probably be the clinical types of things we're going to be doing with those students. So the fall right now, our assignment is elder law clinic, law aging and medicine, and Dr. Lee has an undergraduate course in elder law. So we're focusing very much on elder law this semester. So it will be a great semester. The semester starts the last week of August, but we would request that people call in pretty soon, right now, if they want, and then to see if they qualify for the services, what type of services they want, and then to
That's
get
great.
On board.
And Professor Peach, if I could have just one last question answered by you. You know, there's been a lot of changes this year. It's quite a year, 2020. And I'm just curious, do you see the estate planning field changing at all besides how it's going now as far as, you know, types of documentation, trusts, et cetera, that are being prepared?
Yes, we're hoping that that the rest of the bar takes most do, I would suppose, but many still don't look at it holistically, not just planning for death and distribution of property, but planning for a long-term incapacity, and also planning for the worst of how to avoid people taking advantage of you when you start lacking capacity, when you have diminished capacity, and being subject to undue influence. We've seen so much of that now. So we're trying to build in protections, and many attorneys just say, okay, done it, gone, come back when you're dead, and then we'll do your probate. But we want to make sure that people know that Even with healthcare, we've mm-hmm. seen agents, healthcare, violate their trust and go against the person's will and say, nope, time for them to die. So
wow.
It's dangerous out there. Again, we only get the bad calls, but we want to make sure people know what they're doing and not just have that document, put it in a file and forget about it. It's a continuous thing, and we're here for the long term. And if people have questions, we've had many former clients call and say, "Oh, can you just take a review our old documents?" And that's the way to do it.
And one more time, Professor Peach, if you can provide the way they can reach the University of Hawaii Elder Law Program.
Sure. Our telephone number is 808-956-6544, and our website is www.hawaii.edu/UHELP.
Well, Professor Peach, we thank you so much for not just being a great guest, but for continue to serve the kupuna and the community. And I do hope this new young legion of law practitioners can take that holistic view and really apply it to help kupuna at this time. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon and Andrew. As when I was in the military, we used to say it's been a privilege to serve, and that continues now in this different public service role that I have.
It sure does. Well, again, thank you so much, and mahalo.
Thank you. Hello.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
And now we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Raised in Kaneohe, this local artist became synonymous with popular perceptions of Hawaiian music in the 60s. With the release of Tiny Bubbles in 1966, he quickly became and still remains one of our state's most famous entertainers. What is his name?
For a chance to win a long gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And remember, you can hear prior episodes of Kupuna Wiki Radio on our website at kupunawiki.com. And you can even call us for information about our great service providers at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii's senior resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
I will see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.